Thunder Bay, the center islands of Leland Avenue will be redone in the near future. Thunder Bay City Council on Monday voted in favor of a recommendation from administration to manually remove undesirable plant species and mow a maintenance strip along edges, which they say can be done within the existing 2023 budget. This decision follows direction from council back in July to explore alternative lower-growing seed mixes for the islands on Leland Avenue, as well as to survey the neighborhood to determine support for the current planting mix, and costs associated with lower-growing seed mix options. Cown. Kristen Oliver, who represents the West Fort Ward, stated that Monday night's decision is all about listening. There were trees that were planted on the islands, and then rather than going with grass, administration made the recommendation to have seeds of like wildflowers and native species planted in there, Oliver said. Unfortunately, there was some miscommunication and the seeds didn't really have enough time to take. There was mowing that went on when it shouldn't have, and then there was grass seed that was planted on top of that. So as a result, we did see the neighborhood very frustrated and upset because it was taken over by substantial weed growth. Oliver noted that the recommendations were decided on by the previous council, which followed the completion of a new road, boulevard and sidewalks along Leland Avenue between Arthur Street West and Walsh Street West. Oliver feels that keeping the dialogue needs to keep going on solutions to the emergence of weeds. I think naturalization is really the best way to go. It enhances our environment. It provides pollinating flowers so that we start to see some regeneration of the bee population, which has suffered certainly because of the use of pesticides, she said. We are reducing the amount of mowing that has to take place, which means we're reducing the greenhouse gas emissions that we have in the environment, we're reducing labor costs, gas costs. The overall benefits certainly outweigh the negative part of it. Cown. Dominic Pasqualino weighed in on the discussion, asking about the city possibly looking at an Adopt an Island program. Oliver expressed concern about the possible risks. You are creating a hazard for people to be entering the streets from either side. I would hate to see a tragedy happen by having somebody working away on an island, who is not seen, and then something happens and, a car, jumps a curb, she said. I think that we would just not probably be the best way to go forward with that type of, an idea. City staff will be conducting a survey with the neighborhood through the months of September and October. From there, the goal is to monitor and re-evaluate the success of species growth and public perception and report back by December 2026.